Listen, last week or so I've been reading in a lot of things in internet and newspaper that that are not true. Some journalists are saying some things that I never said, I never spoke with him, and that makes me a little bit angry, but a lot of things that were said that I never said him, and this is one of them.
So what's the truth?
About what?
The truth. About you and CSKA and Levski.
About CSKA, what can I say? I came in CSKA, stayed here 5 months. Everything was doing okay. I was enjoying my time here, and it came this time now in January that that I was hoping to get a new contract, and that's what they said. When I first came in CSKA, I signed just for 1 year plus 2 years option, and they told me, "Okay, Philip, you come here, you come here for 1 year. I accept the conditions that they proposed, because at the time they were having some financial problems, and I accept that." And they told me, "You play good, you play all what you know, and we'll arrange you a new contract in December or so." So that's what happened. They start to speak about with Katarina Paunic about a new contract, and at the beginning they just wanted to take the 2 years more and with the same contract, the same value money, and that was not what we agreed. So I said, okay, I go to Portugal. When I come back, we'll keep in touch and we'll sign a new contract. I came back, and unfortunately I wait 10 days and nothing happens. I was always waiting for the new contract, for the money that they owed me from October, November and everything, and they never came in front of me and gave me the new contract and gave me the money that they owe me. So I waited 10 days because I respect Jessica and I like Jessica, but they never came to me with an official proposition. They were just speaking tomorrow.
How much they owe you?
I cannot say how much they owe me, but they owe me enough.
Your attorney, Mr. Ivkov, said that they owe you about the half of the money you must get.
Yes, almost there. Almost that. Yeah.
Your ex-coach, Dmitry Penev, had said that we will not cry for Felipe, but he will be sorry.
I'll be sorry.
Yes.
I don't know. I hope not. I hope that I'm doing the right thing. I'm joining Levski today. Almost everything is agreed for me to sign with him in the next couple of days. I don't know if Mr. Penev thinks that. He's an experienced guy. I respect his opinion, but I have also my opinion, and I think I'm doing the right choice.
And you are known like a player that often changes his clubs. Why?
Why? Well, lately I have not been a lot of luck with some presidents and stuff like that, let's say. I've been changing club for several reasons, but this one lately that I'm changing CSKA is because I'm basically disappointed with the direction of CSKA. They could not come to me and put in the table a new contract, and while I was waiting for them, they were signing new players from Loco Mezer and Pirin and stuff like that, and they didn't respect me. I respect them by waiting. They didn't respect me, so I cannot do nothing else. I waited 5-10 days for them, and I cannot wait anymore. I want to play football.
CSKA will search their rights in FIFA. Are you afraid of this?
No, I'm not afraid. I have a good lawyer, and he explained me all the rules and stuff like that. And no, I'm not afraid at all.
So you'll get much more money in Levski, aren't you?
I get better conditions. But the first thing that I liked in Levski is because it happened. Everything happened very fast. They started to speak with Katarina. They said, "What you need, you have here. We want you. The coach wants you. So, what more can a football player ask than to be wanted in a club?" So that's all I can ask for.
How long will be the contract for Levski?
It's not decided yet, but it's going on the way, and I will keep informed in the next couple of days of what happens.
Do you know that moving from CSKA to Levski is something like from Barcelona to Real Madrid?
I know that they are the biggest rivals here, you know, but to be honest, I did not expect all these things, all this media coverage all this time. People were saying that it's a scandal or something like that, but you know, I'm just a normal player, you know. I was not expecting this to be such a big thing. I just want to play football. Right now, I will not stay in CSKA for the conditions that I just said. I'll go to Levski. And, you know, if I was Cristiano Ronaldo or something like that, I understand the scandal, but I'm just me.
And what position do you want to play in Levski? So, in the left wing, there are two good players, Niki Dimitrov and Jozinho. Mm. So
my natural position is a midfielder, offensive midfielder. Mm-hmm. But in CSKA, Penev was putting me to play on the left. I respect his decision. I just want to play football, but my natural position is in the center.
So Levski needs a midfielder, such player like you.
I think so. I hope so.
Aren't you afraid from the fans?
Of who?
CSKA and Levski.
afraid of both fans?
Yes, they're enemies and you're moving from CSKA to Levski. It's a big scandal for them.
Listen, I'm here in Bulgaria 5-6 months. I never had problems with anybody, so I don't expect to have problems from nobody. I always respected the fans of CSKA. I never had problems with anybody, so why would they want to make problems with me? I hope they understand my position, because I'm just changing to a club that gives me better conditions instead of changing to CSKA, a club that in the last months did not respect me and did not respect the contract.
The problem is that you're coming from CSKA and the fans of Levski will expect you to be one of the best of the team.
They can expect a lot of things, and what can I say is that I always give my best in every game, like I always did, and hopefully I will do only good things for the team.
Which team will be the champion?
I hope Levski. No, I hope Levski.
You help.
I'll give my best.
And the big derby match between Levski and CSKA is coming. How will you feel on the field?
How will I feel? I think it will be in CSKA Stadium, so it will be a little pressure. But I think by the time that the game will be, I think that all this noise, all this scandal that you're saying, it will go down, and I don't think that will be a big problem for me.
It will start over again.
Sorry?
It will start over again.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. Derby is always a derby. Derby is not only a player. Derby is two teams. Levski against CSKA. Derby is not the Costa against CSKA or something like that. So. It's not going to be a big deal. It's going to be a normal game, a good game, of course, that I hope that we're going to win.
Did you have offers from club not in Bulgaria, and why did you choose Bulgaria?
I chose Bulgaria. First of all, I'm happy here. I have all the conditions that I need to play good football. Levski is a very, very big team. They will probably play Champions League, and as I saw until today, they are very, very organized. Good team, good conditions. What more can a player ask? You know, a team that plays UEFA every year, that plays Champions League, that probably will be champion. So I cannot ask any more than that.